Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast, where we're talking about relevant news and interesting topics each week. You're currently listening to us on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nishan. And before we begin our topic of the week, we only have one piece of news, and that is, of course, the UConn men's basketball team dominating Northwestern 75-58 to advance to the Sweet 16. Now, on top of all that, UConn has currently broken the curse of defending national champions. Ever since 2015 Duke, no defending national champion has ever lived to see the Sweet 16 in the next year. And you know what? We broke the curse. This is our first time going back-to-back Sweet 16 since the 2003-04 season, in which we also won a natty out of that, too. Your thoughts?
You know, I'm pretty damn proud of UConn. You know, because we were just watching that game. It was definitely hype, but we knew what the end result was going to be.
Of course.
But it's definitely good to hear that we've broken and shattered yet another, just, I guess, I don't even think it's a record, but just broken and trend. Shattered something else.
Yeah, of course. UConn plays on our own rules. We can win as a 7 seed. We can win as a 1, you know. I just love UConn for that. And I'm, again, really proud of this team. Currently 33-3, which is damn impressive. And we're out for blood, bro. We're out for more. And, of course, our next potential matchup, we either get a Connecticut showdown with Yale or a national championship rematch with San Diego State. As the time of making this episode, of course, we're also waiting for the UConn-Syracuse women's basketball team game, in which a win will send both UConn teams to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row in search of another double national championship. I still think it's crazy that we're the only school to ever have like a double natty between men's and women's in the same year. And we did it twice.
Yeah, I'm definitely hyped for that Syracuse game. Already got my ticket.
Same here.
Already just excited for tomorrow at that destined time of 6 p.m. where they're going to go crazy.
Yeah, and luckily for us, Duke in our bracket actually knocked out Ohio State, which was the team we lost to in the Sweet 16 last year. So hopefully for the women's, we have like a little bit of an easier path like to the Final Four. I'm honestly, UConn, basketball capital of the world, it's just too hard to deny it at this point.
Yeah, it's looking pretty favorable for us.
Yeah, I'm feeling so good about this. Of course, the men's team will be playing in Boston of this week, starting on Thursday. And I believe the tip-off was confirmed to be 7:45, if I'm correct. But don't quote me on that because, you know, they're still trying to figure stuff out. But anyways, I'm still excited for UConn.
Like, yeah, definitely. The only thing I'm truly concerned about is the game we have to play against South Carolina. I'm not as concerned for the men's team, but the women's team playing against South Carolina definitely has me on edge a little bit, knowing that that matchup is going to come soon enough. But, you know, I still have faith. I'm still optimistic, and I still think we could just secure that double natty.
Oh, yeah. South Carolina would probably play. We'd probably play them in either the Final Four or National Championship. I forgot which side of the bracket they're on. But in our region, the one seed is the other USC, Southern California. But, you know, we got this. We got this. You know, I always got to have that go Huskies moment. But, you know, like basketball capital of the world, we out for blood, everyone.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see how the rest of this March Madness is going to just go. But let's get into our main topic, which is a would you rather. I'm going to start us off with our first one, which is would you rather have an IQ of everyone in the world combined or have the wealth of everyone in the world combined?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go straight off the bat and say the wealth, bro.
So you're trying to be Mansa Musa times 10?
Yes.
Okay, I respect that. I am going to have to, you know, go the other way and go with IQ, because if I were to have the highest IQ in the world or just the IQ of everyone combined in the world, then I would be able to make that wealth 10 times over with that IQ and also just be able to benefit in many other areas within my life. You know? So I'm going with the IQ because the money's going to come with that. And yeah, I'm going to eat that brain fruit from One Piece, if anyone watches One Piece.
Yes, bro.
But yeah. yeah, for me, it's like I get that, and I know I'm going a little bit of the lug like direction, but I feel like once you got the wealth of everyone, you're set, bro. You're set. Like no stealing though. I ain't stealing nothing. But yeah, I feel like I get that money ain't everything, you know, money the root to all evil type. But at the same time, that would be really nice. And like, it's not that I would love to have like a higher IQ. Of course, like you always want to be smarter and all that. But I feel like if I'm the same level of intelligence, just with more money, I feel like I'm chilling. Like I feel like more or less that I'll be pretty set and pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, there's the very slim chance that since you don't really have the IQ to really, really just maintain that money, anything could really happen to it. I'm not saying it's likely of happening, but I'm saying there's that very slim and slight chance that, you know, you could just lose that money quicker than you expect. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why sometimes people like blow away the lottery. Like, it's a lot of money, but it's also not that much money. Like, that's just a life tip, you know. Don't if you get the lottery, like,
if you get the lottery, yeah, we get you, bro.
If you win the lottery, then be smart with your money, because it's not infinite.
Really. Gosh. Don't go into bankruptcy like some of these other celebrities and other people that have just gotten and gained immense wealth. Don't be like those people. Be smart, be strategic, be conservative, and invest, save, and do what you have to do to just double, triple, save, maintain, and keep your money.
Yeah, of course. Now, I got a question. Would you rather have brain freeze every time you drink something or have a toothache every time you eat something? These are random questions, by the way, just so you know. Get the plot.
Yeah, this is a very tough question because you're getting just effed over either way. And I could go honestly either way, but having a little bit of time to think about this, I would probably go with the brain freeze. Even though I hate getting brain freezes and I would prefer the toothache, I would just drink less liquids and I feel like I would be able to finesse it and get around it. But that would really suck though.
I heard that, I don't know if this is placebo effect or this is actually just cap, but I heard that to combat brain freeze, you, like, press your tongue, like, to the roof of your mouth, and it will help, like, ease the pain. For me, I would also go with brain freeze, honestly. Brain freeze sucks, but it's more manageable than, like, a toothache. That just sounds, like, bad.
Eh, that doesn't sound that bad. Does toothache really sound that bad to you?
Yeah, I don't. It's not the worst thing in the world, but I'd rather not have a toothache.
I would rather not have a brain freeze, if I'm being honest. Those are killer, especially
you just said that you'd rather get the brain freeze.
Yeah, but it's just like I only said that because I know I eat more than I drink, so I would be able to strategically finesse having the brain freeze, even though I would prefer not to have it. That's why I said it, because I know I eat more on a consistent basis than I drink, so
yeah.
The brain freeze would be the way to go with that.
I just find brain freeze to be more manageable. It's like it lasts for like a short amount of time, whereas like with the toothache, it's like it bothers me. It's like one of those things where I'm one of those people, and I don't know if this is going to sound weird, but if I ever have like a toothache, then my strategy is to keep on biting stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like that's just a lot of people's strategy, especially with soreness. Like, you ever feel sore in a certain muscle? Like, say for instance your knee or something, and you feel like the solution to that would be to use it a bit more, or just to exercise it out.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, it would be like my solution is just gnawing on stuff. Like I don't know, it just bothers me like that. Like, I get that sounds weird, and I'm trying to really not create a pause moment, but yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I cannot get over a toothache. Like, you know when food gets stuck in your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
I can barely deal with that either.
Really?
Yeah, it really bothers me.
Hmm. Very interesting. All right, well, I feel like we've exhausted this question. I'm going to move on to our next would you rather. So, would you rather be able to write / type extremely fast or be able to read extremely fast?
Okay, I'm going to weigh up my options. I feel like writing and typing might be more practical and like responding type stuff. And I find myself to be a relatively slow typer. But at the same time, I know, kind of, and again, another lug moment, but I feel like I have too short of an attention span to actually read stuff, like, often. I feel like I might go with reading simply because, like, it's easier to get over with it, and I won't be, like, I won't be anticipating it as negatively, because it'll be, like, certain times where I read something, and then I realize, oh, shit, what did I read again? What did I process? And then I gotta go back to it. Like, reading extremely fast while able to process all the information, like, all at once, I feel like it's just so much more convenient for me, and it would motivate me to read more.
I don't know if there would be much processing or retaining much of that information. because I assume
that was part of it.
Honestly, I interpreted the question differently, as in you were just able to do it and the retaining the information wasn't really guaranteed. So,
If that's the case, then I guess at that point there's kind of no point, no difference in like reading faster. So, I guess like if I'm not retaining the information, then I would write type faster. It would just be more practical. But if I am retaining the information, then I would definitely say reading.
I'd probably say the same. I'm going with write type, especially for note-taking. I feel like I'm a pretty average typer, and I feel like with note-taking, I do pretty well, but it would just be nice to not really have to worry about it and just take all my notes in advance to where I just have ample time after I'd finish typing, and I'd be able to just bang out papers quick.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Like, especially if I have, because I've had to do a couple, like, multi-page papers, like 5, 6, 7 of them, and being able to type extremely quickly would just save me a lot of heartache.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah. Honestly, that does make sense. I yeah, writing does make more sense. Yeah, I remember like when like everyone used to say like how I have like neat handwriting and all of that. It's just that the trade-off is I write slow as hell.
Like, yeah, writing is genuinely a skill. Like, calligraphy is a real thing, guys.
Oh, yeah. Remember when they taught us, like, cursive in, like, the third grade elementary type?
Yeah.
Absolutely useless.
Do you still remember how to write cursive?
For the most part.
Yeah. Me too, but I don't know. I only really use it during signatures or whenever I have to sign something. But it's still a pretty just cool skill just to have, because I know people that don't know a lick of cursive, and I feel like it's just better to have that useless information rather than to be oblivious to it.
I use my initials anyway, so it's pretty easy. Just make like a really fancy N and L.
Yeah. Actually, funny enough, I worked on my cursive a little bit ago just on a whim, just because I was just bored and I wanted to, I wanted to accentuate like my first letter of my first name and the first letter of my last name, and I was looking at different ways that I could write like L and S, so since those are my initials, and I was able to come up with a damn good signature.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, to me, I still think it's kind of useless. It's like one of those things where it's like it's fancy for no reason. Like, if you have your print name, I feel like you could accomplish the same thing, but that's just me. Anyways, yeah. Would you rather break into a stranger's house and spend 3 days without them knowing, or spend a week outside?
Jesus Christ. That's a very hard question. Because in the stranger's dilemma, I have some level of security, but I'm anxious as all hell. I'm going to be extremely paranoid, and I'm not going to be able to get much sleep. And I'm probably going to be arrested by the police.
I'll add on to this. Wherever you're staying outside, it can't be within, like, 5 miles of where you live.
Can't be within 5 miles of where I live?
Yes.
Ooh. That's even more rough because, I don't know. I feel like hypothetically, I feel like I would know where I would want to go if I stayed outside, and that would probably be somewhere near McMahon since it's Central Campus, and I feel like I could get away with it, especially if I just stay in the back or just find a little this area to cool out at. Where would you go if you had to live outside for those 6 days? Not saying you're picking it, but where would you go on campus?
I was talking about your actual house, but yeah,
we're living here now, so this is our current living situation, so all right. I feel like it's only fair.
All right, it's a loophole. Okay, I'll take that. But if I had to choose anywhere outside of McMahon,
Or just on campus.
On campus. I still remember that time I slept in the library, by the way. I still remember that.
That's crazy, bro. I could never.
It was crazy.
I could never be that trusting of just sleeping out in public. Like, I've made it a thing to myself to only sleep in privacy just for just safety and security concerns, because I don't trust my security just out in public sleeping. I feel like I'm extremely vulnerable then.
Depending on where I am, sometimes I get a little too comfortable. Yeah, like in the West radio station, oh, yeah. I sleep. Them
couches, they're mighty comfy, but I've just made it a thing to myself to never do that.
Yeah, but anyways, where would I go? I would say it's got to be somewhere where there's like no one, like where no one's going to go around too often, but not like somewhere that looks like fucking scary.
Somewhere secluded where you'll be able to just have some level of quality of life, you know?
I mean,
just
honestly, the back and within 5 miles of McMahon, it's got to be within 5 miles. Honestly, I don't think there's anything that's within 5 miles like of McMahon that's on campus. Or
expand it to just on campus in general.
Okay, so I'm shrinking it to on campus because 5 miles would be out of campus.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All right, so if I'm shrinking it to that, I would say, I would say around Northwestern.
Around Northwest?
Why did I say Northwest? Yeah, because I was thinking about the team. I was thinking about the team. Northwestern
hotels.
I got Northwest. I'm still happy about that win though. But like Northwest, I would say there. That's just where I'm comfortable around. But I would say around the dining hall, like to the side of the dining hall, a little bit further back.
It would have to be somewhere. That's pretty good. It would have to be McMahon or Northwest because of the key aspect of them having late nights and you being able to just stock up on food and things like that.
Yep.
So I'm honestly, I might have to join you in Northwest because I feel like you would be able to find more seclusion over there compared to McMahon since it's such a just popular spot on campus. But Northwest, though.
Yeah, I don't feel like too many people go to like the back of Northwest.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, for the record, I would stay outside. I'm not trying to get arrested. I feel like it's way too easy for someone to find you in their house.
Yeah, and people have already like set up little tents near like that that grass walkway, like behind Northwest, going to like that grass walkway where it's just like straight grass, and like you're just walking through a field of grass essentially. Like those areas where they have like tents and things like that. I mean, there's already people already just live out there, but they chill out there from time to time. So it's definitely a livable area for sure.
All right, word. Yeah. But
going back to the would you rather, would you opt to just live outside or would you opt to spend 3 days in a stranger's house?
We just did that.
No, I know, but we were saying.
No, I was saying that I would be outside.
Okay, you'd be inside? Okay.
Yeah, I said that it would be way too, it's way too easy for someone to find you, depending on how small the house is. And if someone finds me, I'm getting arrested. I'm too old. I'm a grown-ass man.
You're done.
Grown-ass black man in someone's just, like, rummaging around in someone's house like a damn raccoon, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cooked.
You are done. Speaking of getting arrested, let's head to our next would you rather, which is, would you rather go to jail for 1 year or receive 3 years of house arrest?
I'm not gonna lie, house arrest, you're still trapped. So I would say go to jail for 1 year.
I'm going with house arrest.
I don't like the idea of house arrest. Honestly, I mean, obviously, I hate the idea of jail, but, like, 1 year is more doable than three.
Yeah, I see that perspective, but...
Also, but I get it. Jail's a crapshoot. You don't know what's going on.
Not even that, but I feel like jail is something that's going to hinder your level of opportunities or the amount of opportunities you're going to have coming in. Because, you know, on job applications where they have, like, that... that question, and it's like the checkbox of have you ever been to jail, you would automatically just be grouped in with that people, and it would make finding jobs / careers just extremely hard for you compared to if you went the house arrest path. You would still be able to just escape that population of people and still be able to have some level of job, and you'd be able to hide that a bit better than if you were actually in jail, because they have you on record serving 1 year straight. Also, you'd be able to probably live with your parents, get a remote job. Like, I feel like there are a lot more ways around,
I guess,
if you were on house arrest.
What is the punishment for house arrest? Like, how does it affect you outside of, like, the side of the sentencing?
I think you're just limited to the confines of your own house, or
you're almost certainly going to get, like, punished in, like, the real world. Like, I don't think they're going to be like, oh, you did this, you're free to go, nothing will impact you after this.
Yeah. I don't even know if you get parole on house arrest. I think there's a strong likelihood that you don't, but for prison or jail, you definitely get parole. So that's going to be another thing that's going to be constantly coming up in your life. And that's another thing that makes me lean more towards the side of house arrest.
I guess I just don't know enough about the process of, like, house arrest for me to have, like, a concrete answer. I guess that's a good one, but I don't know. Like, jail is kind of 1 year over three, though. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't know enough about house arrest.
And in jail, you're going to be finding some Fleece Johnsons in there, bro. You don't want to drop no dang. So you're dealing with a whole new dangerous element of strangers being there.
Yeah, with Tom, charges. I get Tom Dubois' fears, like a Boondocks reference, in case you didn't know. But I know. I don't want to be that guy who drops the doubloons.
Yeah, they're going to hit you with the, I like you and I want you. That we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. And also, that damn Ha Ha Davis skit. We don't want no Tyrone beer. Yeah. Yo, off topic, speaking of Tyrone, have you seen that pic of Sexy Red kissing Aiden Ross on the cheek?
Yes.
Yo, that's great. I saw a caption, and it said, when you get tired of fucking with the Tyrone, so you move on to the Aiden.
Oh, that's...
Yo.
Oh. I feel like... Wasn't he, like, all, like, on, like, with the Andrew Tate about not falling for, like, those kind of...
Yeah. Staying out of just degenerative and hedonistic behaviors.
Yeah, like, he's saying all that, calling them 304s, and look where he is now. He's just, I guess, I don't know, succumbed? I'm not sure. Succumbed, I guess that means, I guess the pun was intended, but...
My man, he had a reverse evolution, I guess.
Reverse evolution?
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, he evolved to a state of da-da-da, toxic masculinity, I don't need no chick, I'm enlightened, I'm elevated, I'm on a different stance, and then he went right back to the streets.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I he's full of shit. I didn't even believe him, like, when he was, like, in that macho man phase, bro. Because it's all for clicks, really.
I feel like he just follows the trend or follow what's popping.
He talks about the Matrix. He's damn well a part of it, bro. If there was a Matrix, he would be. He kind of follows. He's literally a bottom, bro. That is what I'm going to say, and I'm not taking that back.
Yeah, he's a bottom no Diddy.
You had to.
That new lingo now is crazy. No Diddy though.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Hey, yo,
bro.
Do you wanna take over our next? Would you rather?
Yeah. Would you rather have the memory of a goldfish or have the neck of a giraffe?
Honestly, this is basically asking, do I want to be blissfully ignorant or do I want to be extremely insecure about myself? It's basically how this question is phrased. But I'm going with the, unfortunately, I'm going with the neck of a giraffe, going on that long neck status pause. Or I'm about to say Diddy, but no.
No
Diddy.
Yo, you know those people with the ring necks and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting. It's just something I had to bring up.
Yeah.
It makes their necks look way longer. Like, how does that work, though? It's like mind fuckery.
Yeah. But, that damn long neck, bro, I'm going to be insecure as hell. But I need my memory, bro. It's going to serve me too well within my life to not have a good memory. Bro, or the memory that I have now.
You got the Caitlin Clark neck, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she got a long ass neck.
She do.
No hate to Caitlin Clark. I just had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's an interesting fact. Did you know that goldfish actually don't have a 3-second memory? They can memorize things for up to 6 months.
Okay, we're the stereotypical memory of a goldfish.
No, I was just saying.
Oh, I know. Interesting fact. I love to know that, but what is your answer?
Neck of a giraffe. I ain't trying to like forget shit in 3 seconds. I already have a short memory, like short-term memory anyways.
Mm.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
I would be hella insecure, though.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't even be able to function as a human, because think about it. You'd be able to just forget walking, forget potty training, forget everything, bro.
I don't even think it's that bad, but like, yeah, like it would be like I would barely be able to function. I wouldn't be like, I would have to have like an assistant at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that would be actually kind of saddening. Actually, I think some people are actually like that. Yeah, damn,
extremely. My heart's out to those people.
Yeah, damn, like neck of a giraffe though, it would be crazy.
Yeah, you know who long neck is, homeboy?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
You know who wide neck is?
Yes. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
It would be him.
Bro. Actually, I'm going to pivot. Would you rather be more like a long neck or wide neck?
I'm going with, dang. That's quite a dilemma right there.
I'll say wide boy, bro.
Pause. You didn't need to include me, boy. Yo.
I know, that was a pause.
Hey, yo.
That sounded no Diddy.
No Diddy, my boy. Hey,
yo. No, that was a mistake, bro.
That was insane.
Bro, I know there was nothing wrong with that. But anyways, yeah. Yo, imagine someone trying to strangle you. They can't.
Yeah, bro. They're going to have to get some assistance.
Bro, that is... Bro, you are immune to strangulation, yeah, bro.
They're going to need to have some damn Brian Shaw hands.
Yeah, I feel like with long neck, you're even more vulnerable because there's more, like...
Yeah.
There's more area to, like...
real estate to just go crazy.
Yeah.
I'm probably... Honestly, I'm going with long neck... Because if I'm wide neck, I feel like I'd be more of a freak of nature. If
I'm being honest. I'm still thinking about how he looks, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's more normative to have a long neck, or most socially acceptable to have a long neck. So I'm going with homeboy.
Yeah, but no one's messing around with you with wide neck, bro. Unless like you got like the fucking like an extra like roll, bro, like for a neck.
Got built-in shoulder pads.
Yeah, I'm saying like you got like an extra roll of fat over here, like a fucking ring of like a donut ring.
That's crazy, bro. I wonder how massages would feel on your neck, bro. Hey, yo, I wonder how, like, it would feel if you put your head down to watch a video for prolonged
time. Oh, that sounds painful, bro.
Yo.
That sounds uncomfortable.
I genuinely wonder how it would be to do, like, normal things with that sort of neck.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah. Could you even shrug properly? Like, yeah. So dang weird.
Yeah,
all right. All right, enough of the shits and giggles. Let's move on to our next would you rather. So would you rather be hunted by a cult with modern weapons, KKK, or be hunted by a pack of lions?
You say that. A KKK with modern weapons?
Yeah.
Pack of lions. Pride of lions. Excuse me. Pride of lions, bro.
The pride.
Because it's like, lions are dangerous and shit, but like, it's like, they're not, it's a lion. Like, compared to a person with a gun, it's a lion. Like, I can just go into a damn house and it won't do anything.
Bro, but you also have to think about the environment you're starting in, bro. Wait, okay. Let me paint the picture. You're outside for both instances. What are you picking?
Like, where am I outside?
You're outside. Say you're on Fairfield Way.
On Fairfield Way? I can go into one of the buildings and the lions ain't going in. What are they going to do? Try to unlock the door?
But do you think you're going to be able to be quick enough to get away from them to do that?
Am I going to be able to avoid a long-range weapon?
It is. You have a better chance than the lion.
I don't think so, bro.
If you zigzag, bob, and weave, there's a pretty good chance.
It's a long-range weapon.
Yeah. Lions are quick, though. And they're killers, so if they just lacerate you once, you're cooked.
Bro, I feel like... Cause
and you, I feel like you have a better shot of surviving just a bullet wound and being mobile, still getting shot by a bullet wound. No, not bullet. By a bullet, aside from just a lion slash or something.
All right, word. So I'm out in the open, and it's Fearful Way. I'm assuming the buildings are still nearby, and I can, like, go into the nearest area, right?
Yeah, you're, like, where am I going to place
how
you?
Far
I'm
going to
place you,
okay, just also to add on, how far am I from, like, the initial threat? Like, how
you're,
far?
Actually, you're pretty, you're, like, somewhat behind, you're not, like, central Fairfield Way, but you're a little further down, you're somewhat near...
The back of Oak. How far am I from the lions or the colt?
Equal distance.
Like, what is the distance?
Distance is about, I feel like 40 feet.
40 feet. I don't think there's anything I can do for them to avoid me unless they have really bad aim.
I mean, you could use, like, shrubbery and buildings to... protect yourself. Yeah,
but it's like, if I'm in the, like, right in Fearful Way, I won't be able, I'd have to jump into, like, into one of the classrooms.
I mean, you could definitely finesse it somewhat. Like, if you run a little zigzag and you if you had, like,
I don't think I'm fast
Oak,
enough to do that. Like, oddly enough,
you think you're fast enough for the lions to
I was about building. To say oddly enough, I feel like I still have a better chance with the lions. You technically get a little bit faster with the dragon.
Where would you go, though? Like, behind Oak?
Behind Oak?
Yeah, because there's no doors behind Oak to get in.
Which part is behind Oak? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm talking about, you know how,
okay, like, so between Fairfield Way, and Oak?
No. You know how Fairfield Way is, right? And how it leads to Oak. And you know how the road kind of, like, goes a little bit further. You know, like, those black poles that are kind of, like, at, what are they? They're at, like, your lower body level. Like, those black poles that kind of, like, are in the middle of the road.
Am I approaching from the library? Or I'm, like, approaching from, like, the chem building. Okay.
You know Oak, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Right behind it. And you know where the armory is?
The armory?
Yes, behind Oak.
No.
It's a building right behind Oak, bro.
Like, where am I approaching from? Like, where, like, if I'm walking...
You're coming, you're, like, coming from Whitney to the Union.
Whitney to the Union. There's a door back there.
Where?
Like, it's like a little bit, like the way oak is shaped is a little odd, but like, you know, like the little indent.
There's but that's pretty far if they're 40 feet out.
Bro, I don't know. Like, I know what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty, I don't know, because it's like, on the one hand, you kind of have a point where it's like, I could probably zigzag, but it's like, it's a gun. Like, I'm not so fast in that, it's not going to make that much of a difference. They can just aim right and it's going to hit me.
Bro, you don't know their level of proficiency with handling weapons, though.
I'm assuming they're accurate enough and that's not going to make a difference.
But, like, bro, I'm still going with the Colt, bro. The Lions is, yo, I'm cooked off rip because I know they're catching me at that distance. The Colt, I could potentially outrun some of the bullets and outrun them.
I don't. It's like, it's a long-range weapon. It's like, I don't know, because it's a long-range weapon. Yeah. I know that I'd be cooked if the Lions catch me, but theoretically, if I get to a door quick enough, they're not going to do anything. They can't. But, like, if I get into a door, they can follow me. Like the Colt can follow me.
But I feel like if you were running, you would probably want to call UConn PD or 911.
Bro,
and I feel like they would be a bit more equipped to handle the Colt situation.
That's true. But I'm saying, like, if I'm trying to get out, like, in that minute and try to get somewhere accessible, I feel like I'm still, it's, like, ever so slightly the Lions.
But the Lions are catching you. You know how quick a lion goes? I don't know the
exact number. I know, they go 50 miles per hour. They're pretty damn fast. I am aware of that.
Bro. Okay.
It's a hard question. It's a long-range weapon. You.
Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, I know. I'm still caught off by the fact that it's a long-range weapon. If it was, like, I don't know, like,
It's not even long range. It's modern weapons, bro.
Bro.
Modern weapons.
Modern
weapons. So it could be a Glock 9.
Maybe. Depends on the weapon. I'll concede to that. It depends on what the weapon is. But if it's like, if it's a very efficient modern weapon that's like very like long range, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, I could theoretically, I'm more likely to, like, get away from them. But again, a long-range weapon is, like, a bullet will hit in, like, a fraction of a second. And if I'm injured, I'm probably not going to be, like, running all the way back to, like, the area.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's, like, the Lions might be a bit more likely to catch you, but they're less likely to be, like, if you can hold them up somehow, then they won't do as much. Like, progressively, it's less likely they'll catch you. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, the other one, they're progressively more likely to, if that makes sense. That's a weird way to put it.
I just thought of an additional would you rather. Would you rather get shot by a bow and arrow or shot by a gun? One time.
This is going to sound weird, but I feel like, is it just like a regular bow and arrow? Or is it like a big-ass one?
It's probably a big ass one. They're both gonna do damage.
Like, what is the arrow made of? Is it like a spear type arrow?
It's a modern one. So it's gonna do some damage.
Let me see.
Like, probably just a solid piece of plastic piercing.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, it's all gonna come down to where it hits. Pause. No diddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use that now.
That's the new lingo. Damn, Riz has had its time. It's now no diddy.
Most of the arrows I'm looking at right now don't look as potent, and I feel like a gun is probably like quicker and it's probably like more fatal. I guess I'll go with bow and arrow.
Yeah. Although there is always that it's more likely a chance that the bullet will pass through you, I'm still going with bow and arrow.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more question, and it's got to be, would you rather have to pass out at 9:30 p.m. every night or fall asleep at 3:30 a.m. every night? There are no in-betweens.
I'm going with, oh my God, I'm going with 3:30, honestly, even though that would tank my sleep schedule, I feel like I would be able to, I would be more productive with that amount of time. And if I just pass out immediately at 9:30 every night, I wouldn't be as productive as I could be, since I am kind of a nocturnal person who does most of their work at nighttime, and I just enjoy being out at night and doing nightly things. But yeah.
Bro, that second option kind of relates to me, like, already. I kind of have terrible sleep right now. I do go to bed, like, around 1, 2 in the morning, and I should really cut that out. Yeah. For my health, I would say 9:30.
Mm. Yeah. Bro, imagine that. You're really going to sleep before late night is ending.
Yeah, that sucks, but it's, like, for my health, it's probably worth it. Okay. I would need to do that at this moment.
I feel you. That's definitely the more healthy option. But yeah,
okay, wait a second. I'm going back to the lines and gun question. I might ease a little bit more on the gun, simply because I don't know why I keep on saying gun, but like probably the modern weapon. Mm-hmm. But like it might not be aimed properly. It depends on how well they can aim. So I guess
that's my point.
I don't know, because I feel like getting hit by the gun is more surefire, because it will just hit you right there, whereas you kind of have to rely on the lines to catch up on you, and which will take a little bit longer. And I could avoid the lines technically if I get into like a good enough area, because they can't open doors or anything. So like I feel like I'm, like I said before, the longer I'm able to hold off the lines somehow, the less likely they are to catch me. But to be fair, I will say that the lions probably could catch me a little bit faster. But it depends on the aim. If they have impeccable aim, I would probably take the lion, simply because I'm probably just going to be dead right there.
But you never know. It's a very,
I guess it's more of a gamble thing. I guess it's more of a gamble. So you might as well take the gamble, whereas like one of them is, I don't know. I honestly can't tell. Yeah.
I would go with the Colt, because just,
you also have multiple people with multiple different, like,
I don't know how big this Colt is, though. It could just be 5 people.
All right, set a straight number. Like, give me a constant number.
5.
5?
5.
You have 5 people that can aim at you. So if you zigzag, then someone else could catch you. And they could all shoot you at the same time.
Let's just say it's an equal number for the lion. So you have a pride of 5 lions chasing you.
No, I kind of already assumed that. But I'm saying, like, you have 5 people that could catch you at, like, the same time. But, like, I don't know, honestly. Because it's, like...
Yeah, I will stick with the Colt because of the fact that I can be more evasive with them, and I'm more likely to outmaneuver them and just live in that instance. I feel like my chances of survival are improved with the Colt. I'll say that. But, yeah, imagine if the door that you reach is an automatic door, and then the lions could just walk through.
Well, if that's the case, then, yeah, I probably choose the door. I completely forgot about that, but, like, shit. Like, if it's, like, an open-up door, then the lions ain't doing shit. But, like, if it's, like, an automatic, then, yeah, I could still get into a room.
But, like, think about Oak, though.
You can outsmart lions, but you also can't, like, outmaneuver them in a weird way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still find it an interesting question.
Yeah. The way my luck is, I would think that I would get to the door. I would be closing the door, and then the lion would catch the door before closing and then get to me. But yeah.
I guess I might pivot to the Colt, but that's more so not because I think it's a safe... Not because I think... It's more so because the randomness of it all, I feel like it's more uncertain. Whereas the lions, I feel like, is more constant. Like, all you really can do is if you somehow outrun them, you're going to avoid them. And if you get to, like, a good, like, if you get to, like, a non-automatic door, you have them at bay. They're not going to do anything. Whereas, like, you have to outrun them in the first place. Whereas, obviously, I keep on saying this, but, like, you have 5 people that could shoot at you. So you're more, like, it's very possible that it could be, like, a deadlier combo. And it's harder to avoid them. But you could also bullshit your way out of it. Like, whereas a lion could probably just catch you and that's it.
Yeah. You know, you could maybe you could toss a good rock at one of their heads, you know, just discombobulate them, but, you know.
Like, if you gave me a weapon, I would have chosen the Colt. I just feel like the fact that I'm just running is
But you're beating five people with modern weapons, though, even though you have a weapon?
Hmm?
I said you're beating five people with modern weapons with a weapon of your own. Think about the numbers.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard question.
It is. That's why I picked it, because I knew it was going to raise some interesting
conversation. I'm not sure why this one is stumping me.
Yeah. It's very thought-provoking, because it's genuinely a 50-50 question.
Yeah, because it's like, depending on the weapon, like, I could theoretically just kill the lion, like, really easily. Like, mm-hmm. But I have to get a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 40 feet away. It would depend on how close I am to the nearest door. If I'm relatively close to the nearest, like, door, I would choose the lions. But if it, like, if you had chose me, if it was, like, a straight line,
Yeah. I also feel like if you are somewhat on Fairfield Way and they are 40 feet out, you would be able to run behind Oak a little bit and use the building as cover, since you would, you know, have a little bit of a head start on them. The building could be used as cover for a short period of time, and, you know, that cover may just give you enough time to get within that door and just evade them. So,
yeah,
you know,
bro, thank God it's not a fucking bear, bro.
Yeah,
the damn
thank goodness,
bro. Like, fucking, it's crazy because, like, I saw, like, this video of this guy who's getting chased by, like, a grizzly bear. It was just like, you know, he was charging at him from, like, down a little slope.
Mm-hmm.
Dude shot at him. It tumbled down. The damn bear just got up and just continued to chase him, bro. Yo,
bears are animals. I would never want to.
They are certainly animals,
bro. Situation where.
Astute observation.
Yeah. They are beasts.
Yes.
That's a better way to put it. Literal, yeah. Just beast.
It's like a damn tank, bro. Like, the bear, like. They're like tanks. Like, if you shoot it, you might kill it, but there's a good chance you just pissed it off.
Yeah, they're one of the ultimate predators, bro.
Yeah,
one of the ultimate modern day predators. Yo. If you encounter a bear, you're done. I have certain bears, because I know it's either with black bears or brown bears, you could just make yourself look bigger or just, like, curl up. I heard some stuff like that with bears,
it's
but yeah.
Black, fight back. If it's brown, lie down. If it's white, good night.
Yeah.
They have polar bears, you're not surviving a polar bear attack. They can outrun, outswim, and outswim you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that they're one of the few animals that will actively hunt humans.
Yeah. Amazing. Just
their sense of
predatorial
smell.
Predatorial instincts.
Is 8 times that of a bloodhound's. If you see a polar bear, it already knew you were there. It's too late. It already knows that, and it's actively hunting you.
That's so scary. And they have quite literally some of the best lateral movement just ever, bro. That's really scary. They could just outmaneuver you anyway.
Yeah, like, moral of today is that bears are fucking scary, bro.
Just a little bit of a tidbit about bears that Sean gave you, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, just stay away from the bears, stay away from the Colts, and stay away from them damn lions. But, all right, guys, we're going to wrap up the episode. You were listening to the Black and Bold podcast. You're listening to us on WHUS Stores, 91.7 FM. You could catch us on Spotify, the WHUS website, Apple Podcasts, and
have a good-ass day.